Hi, this is a dedication for Rayland Gordon, R-A-Y-L-A-N-D-G-O-R-D-O-N. Rayland Gordon, date of service is 5/31/2022. Date of birth, 10/26/83. Date of accident, 3/4/2021. Rayland Gordon is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 3/24/2022. It appears that he missed the last visit. He reports that he's suffering from various symptoms as a result of a previous accident where he was hit side-to-side impact as a driver, leading to only headaches and loss of equilibrium, but no other issues, and also pain in the neck and the lower back without radiation. The MRI that were ordered have not been done. Lumbar spine MRI dated 6/1/2021 is completely normal. Left shoulder MRI is completely normal except mild AC joint arthritis. Right shoulder MRI dated 6/1/2021 shows partial thickness tear of the distal anterior rotator cuff tendon. Mild AC joint degenerative changes without impingement. Also has an inflammation of both the sacroiliac joint. The patient is undergoing physical therapy for last several months. He has been provided options of injection treatment and or surgical consultation. The patient has already seen Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a spine surgeon, and he was referred here for ongoing maintenance and follow-up with him. A complete spine that was ordered on 3/24/2022. Thoracic spine was not done at that time in the MRI. Anyway, the patient reports another accident on 5/30/2012. And in this accident, he was a restrained passenger. Accident occurred on Kensington Park Trail where he was traveling with his girlfriend and a fly or bee came inside the car and the driver lost the control of the car and hit four cars. They were parked on there. Police came, ambulance came. Patient went to Providence Hospital in Novi, and he had a possible fracture of the wrist, as well as he has pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 10. Pain at the right side of the face is swollen, especially there's a hematoma on the right forehead. And right shoulder is also hurting around 10, with difficulty lifting the arm. At this time, the pain level is 10, and the ADLs are affected 10. Patient report that although he was improving slightly in the previous issues, now he is no improvement. He's going to be talking to his attorney to decide whether he wants to file a new claim. And ADLs that are reported affected are general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that he's not suffering from any headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout, seizures, or any loss of memory, confusion, or disorientation. However, he does report anxiety, depression, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, with decreased range of motion of the shoulder, and pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and shoulder. Moderate difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. Currently, his pain is worsened due to the recent accident for which a claim is being filed. The patient reports no changes otherwise, other than his new accident in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss. He didn't go to any hospital after this accident dated 5/30/2022. And no other pain medications is with Norco, that he was given substance that is non-compliance, the patient is fully compliant. Physical examination blood pressure is 156 over 115, pulse is 98, pulse ox 96. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 3/24/2022, dictation number 0325-009. Plan of care is to wait for the new claim to be filed. He has been provided the following medication: Celebrex 200 daily, Lyricafest 2 mg twice a day for pain, Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 twice a day for pain relief, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, Gabapentin is provided for headaches. And there are two refills. MRI of the cervical spine was ordered today to make sure that there is no issue with the neck, since the patient is not gone to the hospital. And in the previous accident, the MRI for the cervical spine was actually not done. Other than that, patient should continue physical therapy that has been ordered, and along with the disability that is going to continue and ordered for work and housework and transportation, and focus on the right side joint, sacroiliac joint also. Patient is advised that he can visit us for injection to the sacroiliac joint since they are painful for him. End of dictation. Thank you very much.